Aufgenommen, der Theaterpodcast der Bundesarbeitsgemeinschaft Spiel und Theater. Hello, my name is Leona Söhnholz. Welcome to Aufgenommen, the theater podcast of the Federal Association of Drama and Theater, BAG Spiel und Theater, which will be abbreviated as BAG in the following. In this podcast, we discuss current topics we face in the field of drama and theater with children and young people. And as you can hear, this episode will be in English, because in this last episode of our mini-serial on drama and theater work during COVID pandemic, we will present international perspectives and project examples. In the last two episodes, we discussed how German theater organizations, institutions, and actors in the working field of children and youth theater meet the challenges of the pandemic. We took a look on different working formats theater educators developed in the last months to realize drama projects. We also discussed how funding programs can support artists during the pandemic. In this third episode of our mini-serial, we will take a view on the horizon and present project examples from Turkey, Belgium, Latvia and Russia. How were drama projects realized in these countries? What experiences made our international colleagues and how were even international collaboration projects realized under the new challenging framework conditions? First, we will take a look on the situation in Turkey. Dr. İhsan Metinam told us about the current conditions for drama in Turkey and about the digital transformation of the drama teaching program of the National Turkish Drama Association, the Shadaş Drama Derneği, abbreviated CDD. İhsan Metinam is senior lecturer at the Faculty of Fine Arts at Ankara University and chairman of the CDD, which is the long-term partner of the BAG. The association CDD realizes drama activities with different groups such as children, youth and adults. The association's central office is located in Ankara and it has divisions and representatives across the nation.
First of all, I think I have to say in Turkey, as in the world, areas of arts fell in a very difficult situation because of the pandemic. Many theaters have been closed. Many actors, drama educators working in schools and non-governmental organizations were unemployed. And as we all know, areas such as drama and theater require face-to-face real human contact and interaction. In addition to economic troubles, measures taken to prevent the epidemic have also hit these artistic areas because people were prohibited from physically gathering together. Therefore, theaters were left without audience. The drama trainings, which were held by getting together physically, were also left without participation. As the schools were closed, drama teachers were unemployed in Turkey.
Due to this situation, an intensive, diverse discussion on the possibilities of digitalization within the field of drama and theater started.
And especially in the field of drama and theater, digitalization has been discussed very intensively in Turkey. One group argued that what to do in digital environment cannot really be theater or drama. And another group argued that it's important to take advantage of digital environments as much as possible and to do something rather than do nothing.
The CDD was also skeptical about the question if drama studies can be performed online. But to be able to work, the association decided to transfer its offers to digital formats.
Our main goal in digitalizing the drama was to ensure the continuity of drama fields, to make people productive during the epidemic, thus helping them to protect themselves from the negative psychological effects that the epidemic could create.
The CDD decided to transform the sixth stage of its theater education program to a digital format, the online drama camp.
First, we start with the digitalization of the sixth stage. And its sixth stage is the stage in which the graduation project is prepared. And drama teacher candidates who want to graduate must prepare a project in which they have to perform at least 18 hours of drama implementation upon a certain subject they have determined, accompanied by an advisor.
The adaptation of the project stage of the drama teaching curriculum to the digital environment turned out to be very labor intensive.
During this process, we first had to question our own beliefs and break our own resistance. Later on, we had to face the resistance of drama people in Turkey who says that drama cannot be performed in the digital environment.
The project writing guides were converted to online booklets. A list of experienced advisors who would accompany the process was made. To release doubts against online working formats, the CDD used social media to reach its targets group, participants of the theater education program who had to finish the last stage.
In the second step, the chairman of our association, Ömer Adıgüzel, shared our manifesto describing the digitalization process on Instagram. He answered questions from people and he tried to dispel the doubts of the drama people in Turkey.
Thanks to the intensive support, especially of the advisors, the online camp could be realized. Actually, it attracted great interest. About 1,000 participants registered who were supported by 120 advisors. In small groups of maximal 10 people, they exchanged and worked via Zoom and developed drama projects. In the end, a jury gave feedback to the graduation projects, which the candidates will implement after the pandemic in different settings. Having finished the first digital round of the program, the CDD comes to a positive conclusion.
And with the courage given to us by the project camp experience, we decided to take steps to digitalize the other stage of our training program, which we believe cannot be done remotely by distance education. Since October, we have been working on program development for the digitalization of the first 5 stages of our drama teaching curriculum.
The digitalization process was evaluated intensively with questionnaires and quality interviews. Based on the experience the CDD gained with the online camp, İhsan Metinam draws some general conclusions for the realization of online formats.
One of these advantages is the more in-depth and qualified handling of theoretical issues. We can discuss a problematic by questioning it in depth. And this was previously not possible due to the atmosphere brought by the implementations environment. Because when you do practice, it's a physical thing. You are always active physically. Of course, you discuss something in the process, but not as much as we discuss in digital environments. For the intellectual work, for questioning, for discussing, digital environment is more focused and I think more useful.
In the evaluation, the participants and advisors mentioned other positive aspects.
The most positive point emphasized is that the digital environment is somewhat more inclusive. Of course, assuming we have the necessary technological infrastructure and equipment. For example, the most west side of the Turkey, a teacher who works there in a village, if he or she has got internet connection, then he or she can attend to our online drama classes. So this is an advantage for them, and this is more inclusive side or part or aspect of the online digital education.
Besides the positive aspects, the evaluation reveals limitations of digital formats concerning the lack of physical experience.
They all agree about that the most effective way of permanent learning and teaching and experience is through face-to-face education. Online educational settings have a handicap about stretching the applied program. They also do not allow sufficient human interaction, as you guessed, to be established. And everyone participates in this process through a virtual window and usually sitting down. And a colleague of mine from Czechia, from a former Czech Republic, or we can say, calls this process or describes this process sitting drama. And I think it's a good phrase, I think.
With a view to future developments, İhsan Metinam assumes that digital working formats will be constant parts of drama and theater projects.
I think the next process or post-pandemic process will be a hybrid process. So digitalization will be a part of our educational practice, I think. However, the importance of face-to-face training or teaching or learning will never decrease or will never lose its importance.
This was an example from Turkey for an experts program, which was realized online. In summer 2020, on-site meetings were possible within certain limits. Helga Konen from Agora Theatre in Belgium was co-organizer of an international youth encounter, which was realized on-site in Stuttgart under pandemic framework conditions. The Agora is the theater of the German-speaking community in Belgium. Agora and BAG are cooperation partners in the theater Youth Encounter Babylon, which is supposed to take place this year. We talked with Helga Konen about the theater dance project Identity, which already started in 2019. In three encounters, the young people from Belgium, Germany, Liechtenstein and Luxembourg had developed a dance performance under the guidance of the director Gregory Kaas. Then the COVID pandemic hit Europe. All plans had to be changed. We wanted to know how the project could be continued under pandemic conditions. Of course, the organizational level was severely affected by the pandemic. To realize the on-site encounter in summer 2020, the project had to be organized in compliance with hygiene requirements. For example, the participants couldn't stay together in one accommodation and they had to wear masks and keep distance. These organizational conditions can be described as difficult, but as most challenging, Helga Konen describes the effects on the artistical level.
Aber ich glaube, die größte Herausforderung, ich weiß das auch, war natürlich auf der künstlerischen Ebene für Gregory Kaas, für den Regisseur.
The performance had to be adapted, taking into account hygienic regulations. The actors had to keep a distance of 6 meters, which meant that all intensive, powerful images, playing with distance and proximity that had already been developed, had to be adapted.
Weil das, was er ausgearbeitet hatte mit all diesen kräftigen und auch fröhlichen und intensiven, starken Bildern, die auch mit Nähe und Distanz spielten, das musste er alles über einen Haufen werfen, weil nach den Vorgaben in Deutschland durften die Tänzer nur mit 6 Meter Abstand auf die Bühne.
Helga Konen describes that this took up a great deal of time and energy.
Das hat einmal dem Projekt sehr viel Kraft erstmal genommen.
The world had changed, the performance had changed, everything had changed.
Weil die Welt hatte sich auch verändert, das Stück hatte sich verändert, im Grunde hatte sich alles verändert.
Even though the whole performance concept had to be adapted, it was important for the director Gregory Kaas that the young people could still express themselves, their ideas and messages.
Aber ihm war auch trotzdem auch wichtig, dass die Jugendlichen das sagen konnten, was sie sagen wollten auf der Bühne oder um das er ausdrücken konnte und auch seinen künstlerischen Anspruch. Also das war schon für ihn ein Kraftakt.
Finally, the group found a creative approach to the hygiene requirements. The required distance of 6 meters was aesthetically integrated in the performance.
Was spannend war, das ist, dass Gregory Kaas, dass er diese Vorgabe, dieser 6 Meter Abstand, dass er das genutzt hat, um das ganze Stück in einer Diagonale zu konzipieren.
4 lines were drawn on the stage and the actors were only allowed to move on these diagonal lines.
Es gab 4 lines auf der Bühne, wo in denen nur in der Diagonale die Spieler sich bewegen dürfen von einer Richtung in die andere.
Helga Konen describes the effect as very powerful and dynamic.
Und das wiederum, das gab dieser Aufführung also eine unglaubliche Dynamik. Eine Wucht.
Even if the realization of the encounter under hygienic conditions was sometimes exhausting, the project has been worthwhile from the point of view of the participants. The young people stated that the experience they gained cannot be taken from them anymore, even if the play can't be performed in public.
Wir hatten in Stuttgart hatten wir auch mit den Jugendlichen ein langes Gespräch abends und einige sagten, wenn das Projekt abgesagt werden sollte und es nicht zu einer Abschlussaufführung kommt, dann nehme ich trotzdem das mit, was ich erlebt habe. Das kann mir ja keiner nehmen und das haben viele von Ihnen geäußert.
Helga Konen underlines that the participants could gain important experiences despite the difficult framework conditions. She observed in several working formats and group constellations that the young people were very open to each other and team-oriented.
wir haben oft auch darüber gesprochen, auch und in ganz, ganz vielen Aufgaben und Konstellationen und wie sie arbeiteten, haben wir mit Staunen festgestellt, dass sie nie Untergrübchen hatten. Dass sie immer diese Bereitschaft hatten, ja, jetzt arbeite ich mit dem, jetzt arbeite ich mit denen, jetzt arbeite ich mit denen.
This openness was a special quality of the project, and Helga Konen hopes that the participants can take this experience with them for their lives.
Das war ein Reichtum, denke ich, dieses Projektes. Und wenn Sie das als, wie soll ich sagen, ja, Grundhaltung ist zu viel, aber wenn Sie das als Erfahrung mitnehmen in das Leben außerhalb von Identity, dann denke ich, ist etwas ganz, ganz Wichtiges passiert.
Finally, the premiere of the performance had to be delayed because theaters were closed in Belgium, on-site meetings weren't possible anymore in autumn 2020. To realize a project conclusion, the performance and its development will be portrayed in a short film. In general, for the Agora Theatre, it is important to stay in contact with the audience and to stay active in developing new projects, even under challenging conditions.
Ich nehme mit, wie wichtig es ist, also jetzt nur für Theater und Zuschauer, dass die beiden sich nicht aus den Augen verlieren. Dass egal und unter diesen Einschränkungen, die jetzt sind, dass es wichtig ist, Wege zu suchen, einfach um diesen Kontakt wiederherzustellen.
Especially for children and young people, drama and theater offers are of great importance. In times of pandemic, children and young people have less access to cultural offers, which gives them the possibility to get creative and express themselves. Helga Konen describes children and young people as philosophers who have stories to tell and want to be heard.
Hey, das sind Künstler, das sind Philosophen, die Kinder. Also ich glaube, dass wir Erwachsenen sowieso ihnen viel, viel mehr zuhören müssen und ihnen viel mehr Raum und kreativen Raum geben, wo sie sich ausdrücken können in Musik, in bildenden Künsten.
She states that in theater they have the chance to express themselves artistically.
Das Theater ist ja sehr prädestiniert dazu, also sich auszudrücken und die Welt so, wie sie sie erleben und sehen, uns zu zeigen.
This comment of Helga Konen stresses the importance of theater for children and young people in general. In times of physical distancing, digital working formats can offer ways to realize drama projects and give children and young people the chance to express their ideas. We will take a look now to Latvia. The Theatre Lab and Club was very active in continuing its work online when on-site meetings weren't possible anymore. We talked to Tatjana Milichova from the Theatre Lab and Club in Riga. In 2018, a group of the club participated in the international theatre festival 40 Ways to Make the World More Attractive, which was organized by the BAG. The organization Theatre Lab and Club in Riga offers artists as well as young people the possibility to experiment with theatrical forms and to realize project ideas.
Zu uns kommen professionelle Künstler, die etwas Neues, wahrscheinlich für die nicht gewöhnliches, auch machen möchten.
The club initiates own projects, but it is also open for young people who want to start an own project.
Bei uns läuft es auch immer so. Es gibt Projekte, die wir selbst initiieren und es gibt auch solche Projekte, die durch Jugendliche initiiert sind.
The organization has already been experimenting with digital possibilities and developing digital formats for some time, when due to COVID pandemic the topic digitalization became particularly relevant in many countries.
Aber ich möchte wahrscheinlich zuerst im Voraus sagen, dass eigentlich dieses Interesse an Digitales, das ist nicht spontan wegen dieser Corona entstanden.
Tatjana Milichova describes that the motivation for experimenting with digital formats was to find interesting approaches to theater for young people.
Der Anfang war dadurch, weil wir haben eben nach den Formen gesucht, die für die Jugendlichen dieses Theaterentwicklung spannender machen könnte.
When the pandemic hit Europe in spring 2020, Tatiana Melikhova from Theatre Lab and Club observed that young people had particular need to express themselves. Multiple young people contacted the Theatre Lab and Club because they wanted to realize their project ideas.
Und dann plötzlich, gerade zu dieser Corona-Zeit, also gleich 5 Projekte von den Jugendlichen. Dazu muss man sagen, dass es waren wirklich also absolut unabhängige Projekte, wo keiner Erwachsene auch einbezogen wird. Total nur Jugendliche unter sich.
5 separate projects were initiated by young people who organized themselves via social networks. For example, they started a call on platforms like Facebook or Instagram. Hey, I have an idea for a theater project. Who wants to take part? This way, the project groups were formed. The rehearsals were organized online first and continued on site when the regulations allowed it. The young people were motivated to develop theater performances because this offered them a possibility to express themselves. They suddenly had time and developed ideas which they wanted to realize, states Tatiana Melikhova. In using digital possibilities of communication, they could organize themselves and start their projects.
Einige von den Jugendlichen, die haben auch so das erklärt, dass sie hatten plötzlich Zeit. Sie hatten irgendwelche Ideen und es gab keine Möglichkeit, diese Ideen zu entwickeln. Und deswegen, also das passierte, okay, wenn es offiziell oder im gewöhnlichen Wege unmöglich ist, dann haben sie sich auch so digital zusammen beschlossen und dann haben etwas angefangen zu machen.
Luckily, the groups could even perform live in the framework of a theater festival in Riga in August 2020. With regard to the effects of digitality on the working field, Tatiana Melikhova describes 3 different phenomena. As first phenomena, she describes digital working formats, which are used to collaborate online with colleagues, for example, to develop a text for a play together in a group.
Erstens, also wir wirklich benutzen digitale Formate für Zusammenarbeit. Also genau mit Kollegen oder auch mit Jugendlichen und empfehlen und auch zeigen den Jugendlichen, wie einige Sachen auch möglich ist. Ja, das ist eines, ja, eben Arbeitsformate.
As a second phenomenon, Tatiana Melikhova describes the influence of the digitality on the society and the digital transformation process, which we are currently experiencing.
Dann ein zweites Thema, wie wirkt Digitalisierung oder wie beeinflusst Digitalisierung unsere Society?
As last phenomenon, Tatiana Melikhova names the development of new aesthetical formats due to digitality.
Und dann als dritte, durch diese Digitalisierung entstehen auch neue ästhetische Formate oder ästhetische Richtungen.
Tatiana Melikhova describes the virtual space as an environment which has its own rules. This space is different from analog spaces we already know.
Also das ist ein neues Medium, eine neue Umgebung, aber desto interessanter.
We have to explore the digital space and get to know its characteristics to find creative ways to benefit from the multivarious possibilities it offers.
Man muss wirklich nicht erwarten, dass in diesem Medium das alles, was für uns als Routine gilt, ja, dass in diesem neuen Medium das alles funktioniert. Das kaum. Ja, da muss man wirklich also denken, was ist machbar, was nicht. Wahrscheinlich, es gibt so viele schöne Sachen, die machbar sind, die wir in unserem vorherigen Leben nicht gehabt haben.
It can't be distinguished between on and offline anymore. Digitality is already an integral part of our life realities. As we already live in a digital culture, Tatiana Melikhova states that we should actively shape the digital space and that theater and drama should find its place in the digital sphere too, to shape it.
Aber eben, wir können selbst, also diese Umstände oder dieses Media auch so gestalten oder unseren eigenen Platz finden in diesem Media. Der Theater könnte sogar auch genauso in diese digitale Welt auch einbringen.
To be able to actively shape the digital space with theater and drama and to realize new aesthetical formats, it will be necessary to build up collaborations between theaters and technical experts.
Ich wünsche mir jetzt, also, dass wir auch mit technischen Fachleuten auch mehr arbeiten werden. Weil nicht alles wir als Theatermacher auch selbst verstehen oder auch realisieren können.
How theater festivals on national and international level can be realized online, explained Alla Zorina to us. She is the president of the Central European Committee and head of the Russian National AITA Center. The AITA is an international network. The abbreviation stands for International Amateur Theatre Association. In Russia, as in other countries, theaters had to close. Performances and rehearsals were cancelled because of the COVID pandemic. Therefore, the Russian Theatre Festival for Children and Young People, Pretyazhenie Attraction, which was supposed to take place in Krasnoyarsk, was transferred to an online format. Children and young people were invited to write their own texts and perform texts of their choice artistically.
Скажем, интернет-фестиваль «Притяжение», который предполагал самостоятельные работы детей и подростков, участников детских и юношеских театров.
Over 100 applications were registered and 40 Russian and Russian-speaking theaters took part. Due to the online format, even Russian-speaking groups from the USA, Lithuania, Italy and Greece could take part.
И, знаете, мне удалось еще пригласить для участия в этом фестивале русскоязычные театры, которые работают на русском языке. Это из США были участники, из Литвы были участники, из Италии были участники. Они просто были счастливы.
Alla Zorina herself works as director, and therefore she wants to support the amateur theatre. And especially the international perspective is important to her. When the president of the AITA network, Beatrice Hilario, contacted the national centres to ask them for ideas for online formats, Alla Zorina fully supported this request. She developed a concept for the international online amateur theatre festival, Theatre is my love.
Поскольку я сама режиссер, и у меня есть свой театр, я понимала, что она абсолютно права. И так как я тоже занимаюсь любительским театром, ну, международным сотрудничеством, то я это приняла очень, ну, близко к сердцу и вот предложила такой фестиваль.
Her goal was to enable people from all over the world to take part in the online festival and to watch the performances.
Я решила, что нам обязательно нужно сделать таким образом, чтобы спектакли в день, когда они их играют, чтобы зрители из любой страны, из любой точки мира могли их видеть.
Theater groups from Great Britain, Germany, Russia, Malaysia, Estonia, Romania, Mexico, Spain, Slovenia and Lithuania took part.
Я считаю, что нам удалось привлечь людей из различных континентов для участия в фестивале, потому что, скажем, Мексика, Малайзия, Россия, Германия, Великобритания, etc., да?
Theater groups applied with videos of their performances. The chosen performances were published on YouTube. The program also included discussion rounds in which the international theater professionals could exchange. For Alla Zorina, digital formats offer the possibility to keep on working. She describes them as exit from the challenging pandemic situation for theater actors and directors.
Это как выход из ситуации в наше непростое время. Это большая помощь и актерам, и любителям любительских, и актерам любительских театров, и режиссерам.
Digital formats allow the artists to show their performances and as well to watch performances from other countries and to exchange with international colleagues.
Когда они сидели в заперти дома, понимаете, возможность показать свои спектакли, посмотреть спектакли из другой страны, услышать отзывы о своем спектакле, сделать какие-то выводы. Это очень-очень важно.
Online formats offer the possibility to remain in contact. Through formats like the online format festival Theatre is My Love, even artists from different continents could exchange on theatre.
Мы таким образом объединили вообще различные континенты, как я говорила раньше.
Furthermore, Alazorina describes that online theater formats offer low threshold possibilities to realize projects with regard to financial aspects.
Это так, такая была мощная поддержка и такая мощная учеба, которая, может быть, можно использовать и для молодежных театров и так далее в качестве проекта, которые не требуют никаких особых денег.
And this was our last episode of the mini-serial Drama and Theatre Work During COVID Pandemic. All our interview partners in this episode underlined the importance of drama and theatre, especially in challenging times of physical distancing and limited access to cultural offers, which in particular affect children and young people, who are provided with less cultural participation opportunities. Isan Mitinam stresses the importance of national and international networks in this challenging situation to support the working field.
We have to show solidarity both at national and international level.
To a great extent, measures to contain the virus limit us to national or even regional and local contexts. In this situation, theater can broaden our horizon and reopen ourselves to the world, states Helga Konen from the Belgian theatre Agora.
Blasen sind so eng, so dicht, alles ist geschlossen. Und ich glaube, dass, ja, das Theater da die Möglichkeit gibt, das wieder zu öffnen, einfach die Welt zu öffnen.
For Alazorina, amateur theatre offers, no matter if they are for young people or adults, a unifying power, because it brings people with various backgrounds together.
Мне кажется, что любительский театр именно объединяет людей.
The different project examples show how drama projects can be realized in times of pandemic. Especially in this time of the crisis, drama and theater are of great importance to offer spaces where current topics and social changes and challenges can be discussed. Digital tools offer the possibility to stay active and to stay in contact, especially now when it is basically not possible to carry out on-site meetings. It is a common observation that through digital formats other target groups can be reached. In some way, they can be more inclusive. Therefore, it can be assumed that digital formats will be a constant part of the repertoire even after the pandemic. There's still a lot of creative potential to discover in the virtual space, as Tatjana Melochova stated.
Wahrscheinlich, es gibt so viele schöne Sachen, die machbar sind, die wir in unserem vorherigen Leben nicht gehabt haben.
Of course, it is generally agreed that theater and we as human beings need face-to-face interaction. It might be helpful to see digital formats not as substitution, but as extension of the analog space. If you want to learn more about the project we discussed in this episode, please take a look in the show notes. You find links to all the organizations and projects there. Many thanks to our interview partners, Isan Mitinam, Tatjana Melichova, Helga Konen and Alazorina. And special thanks to our Russian-German translator, Dina Shunusova. And thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we will be happy if you subscribe to the podcast, recommend it to your colleagues, friends, family, or listen to the next episode of Aufgenommen, the theater podcast of the Federal Association of Drama and Theater. We'll see you soon.